Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Not too long ago on Instagram, you couldn't have missed it. There was this new trend going around, show us your dog pic and we'll plant a tree.
That's right. And so, I think they got millions of people.
Every man and his dog literally was on Instagram.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And we just were questioning it behind the scenes going, who's planting these trees?
Yeah.
And
no
where
one
has this
knows.
Come from? Exactly. Does anyone get confirmation that their tree's been planted?
Yeah.
Love to
I'd
hear
love
from
a
you.
Picture of it.
Yeah.
You know? Let
please.
Me see it.
Well, there's a new trend.
Yeah.
And it's different to the dog one. This one is show us your name in Urban Dictionary. And it doesn't have anything else. And so already millions of people have gone to Urban Dictionary. They've typed in their name and then the definition that pops up, they just screenshot that and they put that on Instagram.
Urban Dictionary is like a little bit different, isn't it? It's basically what?
It's hip. Slang words.
Yeah.
They've got the definitions of. And so you and I thought it'd be a bit of fun to do this and look up our names. I haven't seen yours.
No, and I haven't seen yours. Do you want me to kick it off?
Yeah, you kick it off.
So, and I did not make this up.
Okay.
I'm not joking. You can type this in.
Wait, is it good? Are you happy? Of course you're happy. Look at this. Oh, he's happy. All right, here we come. Here.
Josh is an amazing, awesome, fantastic guy. He is one of the greatest guys you'll ever find. He is timid at first, but he is talkative, funny, and kind once you get to know him. Josh is loyal, sweet. Always knows what to say. He can make you smile no matter what. Is the most amazing person, but he will deny it if you say it. And then, like, he gives an example, and then it just says, "I'm so lucky I met a Josh." That's what it said.
Do you know what's annoying about that? That a lot of that is true. Miss the annoying part.
Yeah, that's true.
And the
true.
Part that you like to poke fun at others.
Bit of a stirrer.
Yeah,
of
that's
the pot.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couldn't fit it in.
Well, funny enough, mine is a lot longer. So
really?
I've gone with my
is
given
it
name.
Good? Is it positive or is it accurate?
No, it is good. So I couldn't use Herbie. I'll let you own Google. You Google Herbie in your own time because the definition is not allowed on.
That's for sure.
On radio.
I wouldn't look at it, to be honest.
But Natalie, it's an essay. It is
really?
An essay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about Natalie's, Josh.
Good and bad? Or
she's a shy but cool friend.
Oh, that's wrong.
She's brave and smart but doesn't really see it. She's incredibly gorgeous. She's not very popular, but a lot of guys have crushes on her, but are too afraid to admit it. She always tries her hardest to make new friends every day, but doesn't take any from anyone.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Yeah.
She often doubts herself, which makes her work her ass off. She's friendly, happy, loud, talkative person, and the way that she looks at you straight into your eyes makes you immediately fall in love with her. She's not afraid to tell you the truth straight to your face if you ever find a Natalie. Keep her because she's worth it.
Right.
And my quotes. Wow. I get two, by the way.
Yeah.
Natalie makes my day. She's so beautiful. She must be a Natalie.
Do you know what was right about that? Is it was all over the shop. and that's what you are.
Yeah. Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Belinda. Belinda. Ooh. Yeah. Belinda.
Oh, doesn't make any sense. Love it. Absolutely, Herbie.
It reminds me of that old toy. I think it's Fisher and Price and you spin it and it lands on an animal.
Yeah, it does bit, doesn't it? But this is a game where we bring in Louis Zacha from the newsroom. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Did you know that toy?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have one?
Didn't have it. No.
Neither.
Was it? Did you have it on a movie or something?
Why do we all know it? I don't know if I had it.
I think it was, you know what it was? His Family Guy, I think, did a skit with it at some point.
There we go.
Stuart,
That's where we found it. Anyways, this is a game where you've got some headlines. You've taken out one word and we've got to work out what that word is.
That's right.
Best Simple. Of five, buzz in with your name.
Kay. Headline one, British cyclist rides for 12 hours to create a GPS drawing of a blank.
You know what I wanted to say, but I'm just going to...
Everyone thinks that's what it is.
Yeah, but it's not that, obviously.
UK our bosses are in a call at the moment, so they're not listening. We could probably...
Herbie. Don't know why. A sheep.
No.
Is it an object?
It's an object. Yeah, it's
not a body part, just to make sure.
It's not that
body. Okay, okay.
It's not that body part.
Oh, okay. Josh, hand.
Incorrect. A face.
Oh. Face.
Picasso.
Oh.
He was setting the record for the longest continuous bike ride and thought, well, may as well draw
something.
A face.
Probably pretty boring, you know? There's other options out there.
Yeah, people that share their runs. Got it.
Yeah. Legends.
Cool. Thanks, bro.
Next one. Now I know where you live. Swan Hill police pulled over a man for driving a blank.
Josh, I'm going to go Esky.
Correct.
Oh! Gosh, I saw this too. That's
so annoying.
Yeah,
the motorised Esky. 25-year-old that got pulled over never had a driving licence and thought he could get away with it by hooning around on a four-wheeled Esky.
That's awesome.
Genius.
Don't do it.
I said genius, Josh. Don't do it. A little devil and angel.
Man runs 100 metres while blank, blindfolded.
Runs
so he was doing something. While blindfolded
Josh,
and running.
Josh, juggling. Yep.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Crikey.
How are you getting these?
I just thought, like, what's he going to be doing, like, while he's blindfolded for a record?
I straight went to unicycle and I was like, no, he's running.
That'd be real skill, real skill. Headline 4, Christmas Island Road closed due to blank.
Josh, I'm going, is it crabs? If it's crabs, I'll...
If it's crabs, I'm done. It's not crabs.
It's crabs.
Oh! No, it's not.
It's the annual red...
Christmas Island crabs.
Is there a mirror here? Can you see my...
Oh! Did you know this is doing what you do 100%. When you go, I don't know it. No, I don't know it. My name's Josh.
100% did not know it.
Yeah,
it's Christmas Islands. What else would you? What else could do it?
Crabmas.
I was going to say flood. But yeah. Then I was like, obviously, it's not going to be a flood. So the crabs are Christmas
you're
Island.
A genius. Yeah. You're
I'm on fire today.
You're a genius.
Oh, it sounds like I cheated. I swear I did not.
One for honour. Turn off your microphone, Josh.
Yeah, no worries.
Council have installed a blank on Jerringhap Street.
Council, you know it, don't
no,
you?
I don't. I actually don't.
Josh. Camera. Putting a bike.
Bike lane.
Bike line.
The bike lane. Oh, bike Josh line. Got in it too. Well, good job, Josh.
Thanks, Louie. Hear me, Josh at K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Being a prime minister or a leader of a country, it's a big job.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, it has to be an ego thing because the pressure of all that is just...
Isn't it? It's a lot on you.
Yeah, you're really thinking you're going to make a difference, aren't you?
And not everyone is going to like you, no matter who you are.
No, straight off the bat.
Literally.
Half of the people hate you.
Mm-hmm. It's not a fun position to be in.
Cool. No, thank
and
you.
The eyes are always on you. Someone's always watching what you're doing.
It just comes from a position like you can't do anything wrong, you know, and you can't, yeah.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happened to the UK's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
He's done something wrong, and because all eyes are on him, it's been captured on camera.
Mm.
And let me tell you, Josh, it is awkward.
It is.
So the Prime Minister was doing a speech at the Confederation of British Industry.
Okay.
And so a lot of big dogs in the room here. And he's started his speech, and you can see... sheets and sheets of paper. So it's quite a lengthy one.
Yeah.
And he started it quite confidently and then I can relate to this, you know, you lose your way.
Yeah.
We might be following a story on air and we might go, oh, where am I?
Yeah.
He is starting to go through the speech and then loses his place. Where his brain goes to next, it will shock you. Have a listen.
With fantastic broadband. Forgive me. Yesterday I went, as we all must, to Peppa Pig World. I don't know if you've been to Peppa Pig World. Who's been to Pans? I've been anyone been to Peppa Pig World.
Help me out.
Not enough. I was a bit hazy when I was flying to Peppa Pig World. But I loved it. Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place.
He's now off the cuff. He's just talking about Peppa Pig World.
How do you recover from that?
You
like,
don't.
You know, he's like, and I don't know how he tried to, he did try and bring it back to the speech somehow, but just didn't.
He honestly, he rambles on. He compares himself by the end to Moses, and even at one stage, imitates the noise of an accelerating car. This is the leader of a country's speech. People write this for him.
Yeah, he just has to follow it. Just follow the speech. It does remind you of that Adam Sandler movie, Billy Madison, where he gives
his last
speech.
The puppy who's lost his way.
When he's got no idea about what to say, so he just answers it, doesn't it?
Like, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
It would have been perfect. It's Toby and Josh on K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home, Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Excited to see why you weren't here yesterday, Herbie, because you had a bit of a weekend, didn't you?
I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of friends visit, you know. And
that's good. You're allowed to enjoy yourself.
But something happened on Friday, which I'm still recovering about, and it's not my voice. Mm. So on Friday, I was catching up with a girlfriend who's recently returned to Geelong.
Yep.
And we'd planned to go for dinner and have some drinks. So we first went to 18th Amendment Bar, and they had some amazing cocktails. One, this treasure chest and smoke came out. I was like, what's going on?
Jeez, it's a show, isn't it, sometimes? Yeah. I mean, that's what it is, isn't it?
It's for the gram, isn't it?
That's right.
Let's
100%.
Be honest. You saw it. That? I put it up. Yeah. Anyway.
It's more interesting than the platter you shared, to be honest.
Did have a nice cheese platter from there as well. We had that and we thought, you know, the vibe's up now. Mm-hmm. Where do we go to from here? Obviously.
Only one place.
Piano Bar. Mm-hmm. And it was pumping. It always is.
Well, yeah, I guess because everyone could be on dance floors finally.
Exactly.
So that's the place to be, isn't it?
We rocked up at just the right time where they start clearing some of the tables, mm-hmm. so you can obviously still dance at your tables and everything, but more of a dance floor. It was going off, song after song. Everyone's having a good time. And you know me, I live for that. So I'm in the middle of it with my girlfriend just singing along, belting out the tunes at the top of my voice. And then I got so excited because this came on. Stop. Bit of Queen.
Oh, they had some bangers, didn't they?
Didn't they? Like, hits. These are the ultimate songs to sing along to.
Yeah,
anything
sure.
from Queen. And so I'm very excited that mm-hmm. Queen's now being sung. So there's the guy on the piano and then there's a lady singing.
Mm-hmm.
The dance floor is packed.
All right.
Like, I mean packed. And this song comes on. It's a bit slower at the start.
Yeah.
This line was sung. Floating around. In ecstasy, so Freddie, he says, in ecstasy.
Yeah,
I was just singing along, having a great time, you know, enjoying myself, not focusing too much.
Yeah,
I said, looking at my girlfriend, on ecstasy.
On ecstasy. Yeah.
Slip of the tongue. Everyone would have done it.
Yeah,
who cares? We're enjoying ourselves.
Mm.
Next thing you know, I say, on, the singer stops the piano. She says, stop. Everybody, this girl points at me. This girl got the word wrong. Guess what she said? She said, on, it's in. So now the whole place, I'm not even making this up, Josh.
Yeah.
The whole place is looking at me. And normally I'm all for all eyes on
That's
me.
That's right, yeah.
But at this moment in time, I just wanted the ground to just swallow me whole. And then the piano starts up again and I'm like, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
So I just turn my back to her so she can't see me anymore and continue to sing. And everyone's coming up like, oh, you got the words wrong. You got the words wrong. It's like, yeah, I get the words wrong. But I'm not going to get them wrong anymore.
What a moment to stop down. Just because you got one letter, really. It wasn't even the word.
One person in the crowd. But
I can't sing under these conditions if she's going to sing. Oh, wow. Herbie and Josh and K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955.
So, obviously, we don't condone burglary. We think it's ridiculous. You shouldn't
Do
be stealing
steal.
Other people's things.
No.
But what this one robber did is pretty awesome. Like, I feel like this is a man that is committed to a burglary.
Yep.
And it took him over 3 months to do.
Okay, yeah, he's planning
so
a big theft.
This guy was working at a rich guy's house over in India.
Yep.
And he was like, you know what? I think I'm going to rob this place.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, he was like, how am I going to do it without getting caught? Because he knew where all the CCTV cameras were. He knew where
everything was. That is the issue. Big houses come with a lot of security.
But he thought the best way to do it was to be to go through the ventilator.
Through the vent in the roof.
Yeah, that's right. Go through those areas because he knows where he can grab the stuff from. In order to do it, he needed to lose 10 kilos.
So a bigger boy wouldn't fit in through the
vent. That's right. He wouldn't have gotten through. He had to slim down to get through the vent to steal.
10 kgs. That's not easy, Josh.
No, not at all. So
that's an effort.
The police were like, it took so long to find this guy because he wasn't on any of the cameras because he knew where everything was. He was going through the vents. They're like, well, I don't think
we're going to sneaky, sneaky.
Apparently to do it. So what he did over 3 months, only ate one meal a day.
No, he
really commit. I mean, you'd be starving.
Look, there's been times in my life where I've set myself a goal, like a 12-week challenge, and I thought, I can do this.
Yeah.
But I always break it at some stage.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you're telling me this guy survived off one meal a day for 12, that is...
12 weeks, yeah, 10 kilos.
10 kgs.
Jeez, he's really committed to get through
Isn't
the
he?
Bed. Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Especially now he's got caught. Like, you'd be piling that back on it in prison, wouldn't you?
Yeah. That is just not... Yeah.
Mealtime couldn't come fast enough.
But that is, you're right, that is bloody committed to the crime.
Yes.
Literally.
And we know that, you know, obviously what he's done is wrong. He's been caught, which is good. But people commit to weight loss, and in particular actors do, don't they? They're probably the main ones that sort of do it.
Well, some of their journeys that they've gone through, and you look at some of their lives, and because multiple roles they'll be in where sometimes they might have to lose weight or gain weight.
Christian Bale is the big one, isn't he? You look at those photos of all the different roles where he was like the machinist or whatever it was, and then he was super skinny into Batman where he's a ripped unit.
That couldn't be good for your body.
A lot of them do it, and I want to put you to the test next. We're going to play Who Am I? This is the game where we have to get to 10 celebrities. Yep. Team game, 1 minute.
So it's celebs who have...
lost weight or gained weight for a role.
Okay.
Have a bit of time to think about it. We're going to play that next when we return. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Herbie, we're just talking about a criminal that was so dedicated to the burglary that he decided to lose 10 kilos.
In 12 weeks.
So he could commit it.
Ate one meal a day.
That's right.
Isn't that the crime.
You really are, aren't you? I mean,
don't steal, but done on the quick weight loss.
Use that, you know.
Drive
for something else.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You'll do well. So this is a game where we've got to work together. We've got 10 celebrities. We need to name them all in a minute. So I'll give you the clues. You just have to work out who they are. Now, these are celebrities that have lost weight for roles or they've gained weight for roles.
Okay.
Either one.
Yep.
Minute on the clock. If you don't know, you just got to pass straight away.
Because I'm a bit nervous about this.
I think we're on today. I think we are on today. We haven't won in a long time, but we're going close. We're going close.
We've got a 9 before.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. And who was the actor you said before?
Christian Bale.
It's not Christian Bale.
He's not on the
list. Don't know why, but he went straight to my head there, and so lucky you reminded me.
He's out.
Christian Bale's out.
He does it a lot.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Voice of Woody.
Tom Hanks.
Yes. American History X.
I don't know that.
We're going to pass it.
Pass.
She was also in Batman as Catwoman.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes. The diary one. Bridget Jones's Diary.
Renee Zellweger.
Yes. He's got the same name as his wife now.
Taylor Lautner.
Yes. He was in Superbad.
Superbad.
He lost a lot of...
Jonah Hill.
Yes. I'm in love with her. Got the same name as you to start.
Natalie.
Yeah. Who?
I can't remember. Pullman.
Yes.
Yes.
Can never understand what he's saying. He was also in Batman as one of the bad guys.
Bane, the guy that...
Yes.
Oh.
What's his name?
He's very strong.
Good-looking guy. He's
so
good-looking.
Pass.
We're not going to get it.
Josh, keep going.
No, American History X.
What's American History X?
You've never seen that?
Edward Norton. Never heard of it.
He also played the Hulk.
What's his name?
Edward Norton.
We wouldn't have got that.
No,
bad,
we wouldn't have got that.
And remind me who the other one is, Bane?
Tom Hardy,
kicking myself, Josh. He is a hunk.
He's a sexy, very good-looking man, isn't he?
I should not forget his name.
No,
I should run into public. It'd be so awkward.
What's your name again? Can't remember.
Hello, sexy.
Next time, Herbie and Josh.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A mum is not happy, Josh. Mm. And because she's not happy, she's gone to the only place that any mum goes when they're not happy, which is?
Mum's Net.
You betcha.
I love it. It's such a good spot, isn't
it? It's so entertaining.
To vent, you know?
Exactly.
Just to see where you are in the world. Are you right?
Yeah. Am I being unreasonable?
Yes.
So this mum's taken to Mumsnet because she feels quite angry about a situation and she said, maybe I shouldn't. Okay. So want your opinion.
Okay.
So it was her birthday and for the Saturday night, her and her husband had planned to go out for the night, have a kid-free night.
Mm-hmm.
They organised a babysitter. Their usual babysitter cancelled last minute. So her husband asked his 29-year-old sister, as they knew she had no plans.
Yep.
And she said, yes, I'll do it, but you have to pay. And that's exactly what the mum was thinking. She goes, hang on, your family, we don't have to pay you. And you have not once babysat our child since she's been born.
I suppose the aim is it's not her child. But I still think, you know, I would do a family member a favour. If they go, so my sister goes, hey, can you look after my daughter tonight? I'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
bring her around.
Got little Georgie.
Yeah.
And I know your mum and your sister have both helped you out a lot over the last year. Have you ever
No, they haven't charged. No.
They haven't asked?
The payment is they get to spend quality time with Georgie.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I look at it. And that's how they should look at it.
But then I also think it's a service, you know?
It is a service.
Like my dad mows lawns as a second job, so if I needed him to help me out,
I'm sure he wouldn't.
He wouldn't charge.
Could you imagine?
But I understand it's a service.
If your dad, would you flip out?
Dad, before
don't say
accepting
you
any
it's
money.
A service. Don't say you understand, because if he mowed your lawn in Torquay and he goes, hey, that's $40, what would you do? You'd flip it.
I would flip it. But he would never ask.
That's
because
right.
I'm his baby girl.
Because you don't charge family.
Yeah, I guess you shouldn't charge family.
I think it'd be a very awkward Christmas time, unless you hate your sister.
What about if you're stepping it up a level and maybe lights need fixing and there's an electrician in the family?
I mean, like, within reason, isn't it? So if they're building a house for you, you're probably going to have to pay them. But if it's a simple task.
Mowing,
like,
babysitting.
Hey, just a one-off favour, provided it's not happening all the time. And, like, yeah, absolutely. You can't charge for one-off babysitting.
All right.
Surely not.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it okay to charge your family for a service? I don't think it's a worse thing, Josh.
Oh, I think... Yeah, as I said, if you're not taking him for a ride, then fine. But, jeez. I love how you've flipped your tune on here, haven't you, to seem reasonable as a person. It's a lie. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it okay to charge your family for a service? Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
We want to know on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 if it's okay to charge your family for a service after a mum has cracked it and taken to Mumsnet after they asked her sister-in-law to babysit her child, and the sister-in-law said, yeah, I'll do it.
As long as
unless
you pay
me. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's crazy. You said yes, you should be charging for services.
No.
You changed your tune.
I didn't change it. I said it depends.
You're like, yes, if.
I said it depends on the job. Like, you might need a sparky round.
Yeah.
You know, you should help them out.
Yeah, fair call. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb, what do you reckon? Is it all right to charge your family for a service?
Depends on what it is. I asked my dad to, he's an electrician, to help me wire up the shed that I've got. And all he said is, no charge for labour, just have to pay for materials.
Well, yeah, that's...
That's smart.
I see, that's fine.
Fair.
Yeah, you buy the materials.
But for your kids, you know,
no, I'd
do anything for my sis. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you chuck a slap his way or anything, though?
Coffees and some beers,
you know. Yeah, that's right. And it's the bonding time, you know. It's like father-son time. That's
I guess,
right.
yeah.
Justin in Armstrong Creek, what do you reckon? Can you charge your family for a service?
Absolutely. Not for little things, though, but for bigger things.
Like
what big things,
I've done some painting for family members and things like that.
And do you then go mate's rate, or do you still charge them the same?
Yeah.
No, definitely mate rate.
All right, okay. Yeah, I guess if it's a big job, like they're painting the whole house.
They're painting the whole house,
Well, I guess if you're a painter, are you? Then I guess if you're giving up your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. A lot of
painting. But babysitting family members, you wouldn't charge?
No, not your own family. No, I wouldn't charge
for
that. Fair enough.
Good point. Love
and
that,
we've
Justin.
Got Kathy from Belmont. Is it okay to charge your family for a service?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You led me the other way there. Okay.
No. There's no way that I would I would charge my parents, especially, or my grandparents. You know, they've done so much to, you know, raise me and pay for everything when I was a child. You know, it's time to give it back, you know.
Oh, that is so true. Nice. Yeah. Did your parents send you to Geelong Grammar? You got a lot of pay back to
take. That's hard, actually.
Still a nice school, but yeah, Herbie's just in shock because
They did. Yeah. Dad worked very hard to send me to a good school. Exactly. So I absolutely get it.
Fantastic. Well done there.
That is so true. Yeah. I think that is the response. 100%.
Well, now you've changed your mind again, have you, Herbie?
Oh, my gosh.
Versus charging for everything. Just to be in your presence.
I've offered to babysit your child for free.
And I don't want it.
Since we met.
I'll pay you not to. It's Herbie and Josh. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. So this is incredible to me. And how people come up with these ideas just blows my mind.
Like, some people's brains.
And just how it just obviously entered someone's, and they go, maybe we could use this. So I'm talking about what they use for building materials. And this is a new insulator because obviously we know that the building industry, a lot of emissions, and we know that people are trying to, save the planet.
Be greener. Mm. That's it. And we have to.
So they've come up with a new insulator, and they've done this out in Germany, and they're using granulated popcorn. So
popcorn.
Basically, it's literally sheets of popcorn just crushed together, and you know what normal insulation looks like?
Yeah,
that real itchy stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like that, but in just little blocks. But it's popcorn.
Popcorn.
And apparently, it's fantastic.
Really?
Traps in the warmth, offers good protection against fire, and is water repellent as well.
That is great.
Less expensive, more sustainable.
The farmers would love that. But would be able to give them more business with their corn. That is...
Corn basically does everything, doesn't it?
That is... You could eat your own insulation.
It did look like a giant... Like, I just really wanted to bite into it. Yeah,
a nappa.
Like an LCM.
Oh, yum.
Like, yes. No.
That is so smart.
That's the wall, Herbie.
I would definitely go down that route.
Plenty of things they're using. Do you know they make newspaper wood?
Newspaper wood?
You know, like, so obviously a lot of newspapers, or back in the day, there's a lot more.
Yeah.
But over in Italy, they're like, well, how can we continue to use
this? Recycle them, yeah.
Yeah. So they basically use this chemical, they mix it in, and it becomes like literally a piece of wood. You can still see some of the newsprint in it.
That is kind of cool, isn't it?
It's awesome.
That's vintage as.
We're getting excited.
Oh, imagine you just checking out your wall and you're starting reading an article.
Well, I was thinking for the fire.
Okay.
But maybe, that's
different people,
we've
aren't we?
We've gone different ways, haven't we? How's this? Blood brick. So this is based on... This gets a bit heavier.
just a tad. Here's a newspaper. Here's someone's blood.
So it's basically they do make it from old meat, so they can get the blood from it. And then so they do
like when you have a steak and it's on your plate, you know, the blood drips out.
Yeah, but it's old wasted food. Yeah, stuff that doesn't go. And then so they mix it in with the sand to form like a paste, and then they build these bricks out of it.
That is kind of cool.
It's a bit grosser though, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sort of into it.
Sticky rice?
Sticky rice?
Yeah, you know, sticky rice, literally. So like the food that you'd eat, rice. Yeah. Do you know what they used it for?
Sticky rice.
Yeah.
Clag.
The Great Wall of China.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Of course they did.
They did.
How inventive.
How amazing
is that?
They are
genius. That is sticky rice.
Temples, everything, you name it. They've used the rice mortar so that it just basically, it's apparently fantastic.
I'm never going to eat rice the same way. So I'm going to think, what can I build?
That's right. They use it for restoring ancient buildings as well.
Really?
Yep.
Arts and crafts is going to be so different this weekend.
Last one is salt.
Oh, here we go. Ending on your favourite, something you cannot live without.
That's right. They make bricks.
They make bricks out of it?
Yeah, salt. They compress it all together and they can make things with it.
You could never build your house out of this.
The walls.
Literally, it would dissolve. What happened to your front wall? I licked it.
Collapsed. Herbie and Josh and K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah. All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we? Feels like we haven't done it forever.
I know. Bring it on.
For yes. See? I haven't done it in ages. Sunscreen.
And 50 plus. When I hear any of my girlfriends go, I don't need it, I'm put on coconut oil. Silly girl.
Literally cooking yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, tan's not worth it. Trust me. You're never going to win that argument. Just put some sunscreen on.
Coconut oil, it's like 1.5. SPF? Yeah. Something ridiculously low.
My dad is big believer on he wears 50 plus every day and he'll show off his tan. He's so tanned. He goes like, you'll still get tanned, just be sun protected.
So Hawaii is banning 80 types of sunscreens based on the chemicals in them and how they're destroying the reefs out there. So one of the islands says that they're now illegal basically on the island. You have to use specific ones because they've got some chemicals that are destroying the area.
That is so good by them. Mm. I know people might be angered by it, but we've already done so much damage our reefs and our planet that if they're just banning something, just listen to them.
Well, like if that's what's happening in sunscreens, what other chemicals are like going into the waterways, you know, when we're flushing it down the toilet as well?
True.
So interesting things. Ironing. Yeah,
nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Because sometimes you really do need to do it.
It does look good when it's done.
Like, you know, you might put a shirt on and I'll look in the mirror, I go, oh, it's okay. Can I get away with it? It's so crinkled. Mm. And then you walk out of your room and someone might be like, are you seriously leaving the house like that? Yeah. And you iron it and you see the difference. You go, yeah, I should. But it's time consuming.
It is. I don't really iron unless I really need to.
I had to.
I don't even wear shirts. So
yeah, you don't. When I was in school, I don't know why, but I would iron all my brother's shirts.
Did you?
I don't know how that came about, but I had four brothers.
Jeez, your brothers had a good man house, didn't they?
They did.
So doing like housework is beneficial for anyone over 65. They reckon that it keeps you physically fit, mentally sharper, and have greater protection against falls because your mobility is better.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Mm. You know, you're up and about. You're still moving.
That's right, exactly. You're still doing stuff. So you can start at any age.
And I tell you what, after some exercise, after some like vacuuming, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going it's hard at it. Being a limo driver.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, but I only want to be one for the elite.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear those conversations. If Wouldn't it's just a group of hens, no.
Well, yeah, you want to be choosy about the groups of people that you're letting into the limo.
Oh, yeah. And I would have that window down every time.
For sure.
Hello. Who's back there? Or the Bieber? Mr. Bieber himself. Keep talking. I'm not listening.
So a guy has decided to buy an armored personal carrier. So it's basically like looks like a tank for $40,000. He says his plan is to turn it into basically a taxi. So he'll give people lifts.
An army tank?
Yeah. $1,200 an hour to get going and then $400 every hour after that.
Well, he's not getting us as passengers.
No. But imagine I come home and I say, yeah, guess what? I bought a tank. Yeah.
You're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, and you're out.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.